Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
And I'm Willie.
This is a podcast about the paranormal and contemporary mythology. Join us on patreon.com/reallifesci-fi for access to 2 bonus episodes a week, video feeds,
and more.
Visit reallifesci-fi.show for all of our other stuff, all our stuff's on there. And if you have a suggestion for a topic or a guest, send it to wadeandwilly@gmail.com. Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. It's our good friend. He's a founding member of Whitest Kids You Know. He's dean of Sam Brown University and host of Sam Brown University TV. If you haven't guessed it by now, it's Sam Brown. Hi, Sam.
Hey, it would be weird if it was Darren.
Oh, right. There's one called Darren.
Yeah, there's one. Darren in the group. Wasn't a founding member. I guess it would be weird. Oh. Zach.
What are the founding members? I thought all 5 of you were founding members. Who's technically a founding member? You, Zach. I mean, technically
me and Trevor started it. We brought Zach on. He was the first of the core 5 that got brought into the whole thing. And then Timmy got brought on the 2nd year, and then Darren got brought on like the 4th year.
So it's really just the 2. It's just you and Trevor.
I mean, me and Trevor started like, but the thing is like we started the college group. When did the whole thing like really start? I feel like it didn't really start till after college. I feel like the group that everyone knows from the TV show really started then.
You still talk to all of them, right? I mean, yeah. Rest in peace, Trevor. Obviously, yeah. We're sad about that. You still talk to Zach, even though he's like a big time famous dude now.
Zach is like surprisingly reachable for his being a big time famous. Like whenever I call him, he picks right up and is like, hey man, what's up?
And why hasn't any of those conversations been like, okay, you're Zach, I'm Sam. All right, yeah. Ring.
Oh, hey. Oh, hello.
Hi, it's your old buddy, Sam.
Oh, hey, what's up? Sorry.
God, what? What's happening? You're out of breath.
I was just masturbating.
What for too, a while. May I ask?
Why are you asking me that, Sam?
I don't know. You brought it up so freely. I thought it wouldn't be out of bounds.
To ask me that.
Well, it's perverted of you to bring it up in the first place.
That's so unlike you.
It's unlike you to tell me.
How long have you known me? You've always known me to tell you that I'm masturbating right before I pick up the phone. Know that.
And you didn't think after 20 years, I wouldn't be curious about what you're... You bring it up so often. I just
always
thought.
Been so professional about that. And I've always appreciated that about you. Oh, and I just feel like now... I feel like our friendship is over.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, then I won't do my follow-up question.
All right, what was your follow-up question?
Well, you just said that our friendship was over.
I don't know. Maybe your follow-up question is that you wanted to do something nice for me. So maybe
I thought people were more laid back when they had finished the act of masturbation. I didn't know that you were going to be so uptight about it.
It's not, it's you don't get laid back with the autoerotic stuff.
Are you currently, have you finished?
Yes.
Okay. So I was just wondering,
I'm taking
can I have a little off
my neck. I'm taking the belt off my neck. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Oh, okay. Now can you hear me now?
Yeah, I could hear you before. I had the belt I was choking myself with around my neck.
Yeah. All right. Well, I've divined a few things. Autoerotic asphyxiation. I just got to know what you're looking at, but we'll save that for another date.
You're acting so unlike yourself.
Can I have a move? Can I have a role in your movie?
In my movie? You want a role in my movie?
Just a little one.
You want just...
like a dad walking by?
All right. Look, dude, I mean...
Yeah? Sounds good so far.
Can we just be friends? Do you have to?
I can be local. I'll be local. Where are you shooting? I'll be local.
Do you have to be like, I feel like now I can't talk to you.
Why? What do you mean?
Because now you just like you need stuff from me and it feels like our friendship is now conditional. Because
I didn't know that. So when I come to your house and ask for a glass of water, you're going to fucking Hollywood big time me now. Jeez.
I mean, this isn't a glass.
You really changed,
water.
Man. You really changed. Oh, okay. It's not. It's the film equivalent
really,
of a glass of water.
I've really changed.
The fucking clerk
I've
behind
really
the fucking
changed.
Counter. You can't just give me the.
You just asked me what I was masturbating to. Something you've never, never done before.
I wanted to be closer.
I have finished masturbating and told you about it. Something I have done 1,000 times with you. So which one of us has changed? Huh? Ask yourself that. Huh?
You're right. It's just that I could use it. Oh, fuck.
See?
Emily!
See?
He said no.
You see?
Wally, you're going to be eating rough tonight.
Listen, I just asked Drew. I was like, when are you going to be big enough where you can just throw me parts? And he was like, in my third movie, I will start throwing you parts. And I'm like, cha-ching.
I haven't asked him for it yet. I mean, but that like Zach and I have like worked on stuff before and we've like legit like, you know, made a bunch of stuff together. And it's like, do I want to like cash in this, you know, favor so that I can be the clerk in
movie,
or do I
yeah,
you know, like keep the relationship up if we want to, like, you know, if I want to, if I want him to like work with me because he likes working with me. I don't want him to.
No,
work.
Yeah, that's the John C. Reilly. Did you see the John C. Reilly soundbite?
No.
People were like, why did P.T. Anderson stop putting you in his movies? And he said, you know, like, I can't do a fucking
he did. Hey, it's stop putting me in his movies because I don't know. See, I can do the John C. Reilly, but I don't know what he said.
He said, I told him to not feel obligated to put me in the movies, and he hasn't since.
I told him not feel obligated to put me in the movies, and he really hasn't since.
It's a good cartoon voice. It's like, yes, there's John C. Reilly if you know you're doing John C. Reilly, but you could just turn that into a cartoon voice and no one would.
Yeah, I would. Hey, we know a lot of animators. Any of you animators out there need this character in your show? Let me know.
Okay, so you'll hit up faceless, nameless animators, but not one of your best friends.
Well, I just don't want to do it unless it feels right, you know.
I just thought, hey, I'll go be in Drew's movie. I'll fucking hang out. We'll party. It'll be fun. I could act like that second guy. I want to act like whatever James Gunn's brother acts like on set. I assume he's just kind of going around being like, "Hey, I'm James Gunn's brother. I got like
a good in the room guy."
You know, yeah, it's weird to hear about because he played Rocket during the movie, which is crazy.
What do you mean? Like he put on a mocap suit and fucking jumped around?
And he was crawling around and everybody talks about how much emotion he brought to Rocket. Mm-hmm. And like, oh, that's fucking cool. Cause he figures like, oh, my brother put this shit on. But he's like, everybody talks him up how great he did. It's like, yeah, we wouldn't have done as good if it wasn't him. And I'm like, that's fucking cool. Like his brother came through after coming through.
That almost makes me think that like being a mocap guy is easy because like everybody loves Andy Serkis. Everybody loves Andy Serkis, and I'm not
Andy Serkis is
sure.
Legit like a good actor. Like he's legit like
is he
playing parts? He does stuff that's not mocap.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen in Failure to Launch or whatever he's in.
Movies. Was he in Failure to Launch?
No, he's in. 10 days to get rid of a boy or whatever.
10 days to get a guy to dump you.
What's that? Yeah, 10 days to get fucking ditched by a bro.
Yeah, but I mean, like, he's also in King Kong. He's in Black Panther. Like,
isn't he just doing mocap shit in those?
No, he's plays like
I actually don't know who he is. I didn't know you were gonna know who Andy Serkis is.
He does look like Gollum, like when you look at Gollum, like, and he plays Smeagol, like you know, when it is right. Smeagol and like the flashback, you see him in there. These are big blockbuster movies. The dude's got a fucking trailer, like he's doing pretty good. Yeah. Like
I could do that.
I haven't acted.
Hey, look at me. I'm Gollum. Whoa, precious. Whoa. Oh. That would be my big whoa. I get the ring and I'm just like, wooga, wooga. Like my fucking eyes get big and shit.
Here's my impression of that executive. Hey, can we fire that guy? He's not trying at all. I don't know how he's gotten through the many auditions to get all our approval.
Well, he's the director's friend. Enough nonsense. Let's get to the wow scale here.
Wow.
The wow scale stands for Waiter Willie. It's a 5-question quiz. At the end of the 5 questions, I will give Sam a score anywhere between 0 and 5. If he's more of a 0, he's more of a Wade. If he's more of a 5, he's more of a Willie. Sam, are you ready to be Wade on the wow scale?
Yep.
First question, mm-hmm. 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
I don't believe in aliens as they're portrayed in movies, like little green monsters or stuff like that. But like, as far as like some sort of organism not on Earth, I believe in that.
Do you think they visited Earth?
No.
Oh, okay. Interesting. All right. Ghosts?
No.
No to ghosts. Bigfoot?
No.
Was 9/11 an inside job?
I think there was a cover up. I think there was some sort of, on some degree, people covering their asses on 9/11.
Because of mistakes or willingly letting it happen?
I think there are people that like maybe, you know, didn't do their job to the fullest and were kind of like weighed their options and were like, hey.
I picture the person in charge of shooting down the planes being like, well, should we shoot these fucking planes down?
Yeah, no, that kind of thing. Yeah, definitely. I think there was like information withheld and covered up, and it wasn't, we don't know the full story there. On Sam Brown University TV, we had a journalist who, one of his things was, he was a Vice News guy. One of his big things was he caught the CIA in a lie, where they were basically, you know, that movie Zero Dark Thirty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were basically letting the filmmakers think that they were getting inside information. They were like feeding them false information about the effectiveness of their interrogation methods and stuff, you know, because that was like a big thing, was like how much information they were, credible information they were getting from Guantanamo and all that, and those methods. And they wanted it to be like, oh yeah, we totally needed to do that. But the reality was, it was a lot more ineffective than they put on. Zero Dark Thirty, they like intentionally like were like, hey, we're gonna just leave this thing open and I don't know, maybe read it. That was like basically like, oh yeah, how we did this interrogation.
Yeah, that's music to Willie's ears, because that's propaganda, right? That's like third degree propaganda, where you're just like, well, it's not a lie. They just put that in their movie.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, last question.
Misinformation. Yeah, go on.
The multiverse. Do you believe in it? Do you think that we can access it and cross over into different dimensions? Or?
Nah.
Okay. So we are going to give you a, yeah, same. You're like a 1 or a 2. Probably like a 1.5, more, maybe more like a 1.25.
Are you a 1?
I'm a 0.
You're a 0. Okay. All right.
It's not a scientifically set scale. I'm probably, if I took it, I would probably be a 1, honestly. Hey, Willie, hit us with that topic, that fresh hot top.
Yeah. Let's get that hot topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
Hold the leather bands, please.
I'm just going to have you read my wall of t-shirts to get the topic.
I wouldn't get it. It's a Willy thing.
Oh,
right on Real
Life Streets of Willie in the Sheets. You guys should make that. You guys should make that. I'm a Wade Streets of Willie.
That's disappointing on both levels. Sorry, Willie. I don't know that. I don't know that, Willie. All right, hit us with the topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, the Kin Panama meteor turned alien. Have you heard of this thing? Is this real? This kid in Panama claims he found a meteorite on August 29th of 2025, and it started to emit a greenish matter and darkened and then sprouted tentacle-like growths. It grew bigger. It went viral. His account got shut off, and here we are. Let's talk about this so-called alien in someone's house tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
Okay, the meteor grew into an alien, or the kid did?
The meteor, like, cracked open, and a
fucking alien came out of it, like an egg?
Yeah, it looked like some black plant that turned into, like, a tentacle venom-style creature.
Okay,
wait, real quick, Sam. At what point did it look like a plant?
Well, right when it first started coming out, it just was like tentacles out of like a meteor.
Oh, I see. Okay.
A little tiny silver rock.
Sam, what were you asking?
So, I do a stream on Sunday nights, and sometimes we do some fun things. And last night we did a critique review of a movie. We just watched the movie, you know, like scene by scene in perfect sequence, edited together perfectly, while we reviewed the movie over stream. And the movie we reviewed last night was the movie Creepshow.
Oh, cool.
The second like vignette in Creepshow is with Stephen King, and he plays some like yokel farmer. A meteorite hits the ground and he puts water on it and it cracks open, and then he touches it, and then it turns into like a green plant like thing, and it like kind of just like takes over. It wasn't a very good story.
Yeah.
It just kind of,
and there's a lot of glowy lights, but it's cool.
Was that? Yeah, it was cool.
I've never seen Creepshow. Does it remain a plant? Is it like a, who's the talking plant with the Ghostbusters guy? Seymour?
Yes.
Horrors? Little Shop of Horrors?
Little Shop of Horrors. Is it like a Little Shop of Horrors where the plant... No,
it's like, it looks like a mossy kind of weed plant thing that just spreads. And then the guy becomes entirely covered in plant-like stuff and gets his shotgun and shoots his head off.
Oh, cool. Stephen King does that?
Spoiler, but it's like a 10-minute thing that's like...
Sure. Yeah, you can't spoil the creep show.
Yeah. It's like all the stories in that were like, there was a ghost and then the ghost killed everyone. Oh, okay.
Who's the in the one with Ted Danson?
Leslie Nielsen.
Okay.
So this plant... So it was a rock. It was an asteroid. An asteroid or meteor?
It was a meteorite.
It became a plant, and the leaves like grew out of it all gross, like a tarantula or something.
Yeah. So he had a TikTok channel, and he was like periodically posting to check in with this fucking weird thing.
So there's footage of this.
Yeah. So I'll play some so we can watch it.
I gotta say something before we even get into this. The new like meta of social media right now is two things. One is blueballing people. One thing is just being like, hey, I'm about to show you something that's the coolest thing ever. I'm about to show you this cool thing. Wait till the end of the video. And then the video cuts out. And then people are like, wait, where's the cool thing? Hey, it wasn't there. Oh, I'm rage baited. Like, now I got a comment. Or it's something that's just like fake, because it's they don't care that about the two results. The two results are either you're upset because you know this is fake and you are commenting, which is good for them, or you believe it and you're commenting.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, that's a bad mother, or oh, that's some bad acting. And like that's like 90% of social media nowadays.
I'm glad that you brought that up, and we'll get back to that later. But yeah, I mean, have you guys heard of this thing before? I mean, obviously not. It sounds like you haven't.
You only said it in your intro. What's it called?
Kin Panama, because his name is Kin and he's from Panama and his account is Kin Panama. Now, he's had some just regular account. If you go through the stuff before the meteorite, just a regular, not, you know, 3,000 views on stuff, whatever. And then all of a sudden finds this meteorite, goes viral. And his account did shut down for a while, but it's back on. Did somebody get to him? Because they, you know, why would you lose your account when you have 500,000 followers?
Oh, you sell it.
He got nervous because he was like, oh, this is way more successful than I know what to do with than I thought it would be. And so I don't know what to do with it. So I need to shut it down for the time being so that's that I like figure out what to do and then start it back up
and sell it. I think you could sell it too. Like if I had this and I didn't know what to do with it, I'd sell it.
Yeah.
So let's go to his first video. You know, his first few got like 2 to 4 million views. What, at 15 million, but whatever, views don't matter. But this is the meteor right here, right? Well, let's just start from the beginning. Here's him finding the little meteor.
Why is it on fire?
Yeah. Why is the dirt on fire?
So so what we're watching is a hole in the ground where this man has placed a rock and then poured gasoline around it and set it on fire. I don't think that a meteor comes down on fire.
My understanding is the ground would be melted.
Well, that's a rock, dude.
From the impact.
Not only is that a rock, that is a cold rock. That is like not like a rock that like was like so hot that it's dirt on fire. That's a rock. You know what I'm saying?
Glowing or something, right?
That looks like I could touch it with my hand.
Yeah. So busted on video one. Why did he do the fire? If he just would have came across a rock. I can't wait to see how he makes this rock hatch.
Here it is. Looks more silvery.
Different rock.
Exactly. There's multiple rocks at play here.
Hold on, I'm sorry if we're too negative for this, Willie, but like those are different rocks.
Oh no. I don't give a shit. I'm like this is just viral right now.
I have a hesitancy to be negative right off the bat, because then what the fuck are we gonna talk about?
I get it.
Like if Sam and I are just like, no, that's fucking stupid.
I mean, I think there is something still that's fascinating to talk about, which is like, what is like reality?
So here he is, like sanding it.
What are we doing?
I think trying to prove that like it's not painted is my guess, that it's just like a solid metal rock. He's putting this plant on it and it's like heating up the plant leaf.
I thought he was like, see, it's not painted. I rubbed this leaf all over it.
Because there's this other one video.
I also don't know how paint works, yo. So anyway, hit subscribe.
So if anyone knows how paint works,
comment below.
There's another video where the leaf catches on fire. And I thought that was this one.
That's something I will say to any of your listeners is if you know how paint works, drop it in the comments.
Yeah, please.
This is the one. A lot of call to actions today.
Yeah.
You know about meteorites or so he's picking it up.
So it's not hot to him.
Yeah.
Why would the leaf make it hot? It doesn't like organic. Well, no, but he's organic.
Vegetarian?
But just by the way, it's 100% a different rock at this point.
Yeah.
Look, even the first comment is, look, this is the real rock. You've spray painted this. No,
that first comment's a potato. But it does look different from the one that came out. So here he is, just putting a leaf on it.
Okay.
So now he has this rock and some tentacle seems to be popping out of it and they're moving a little bit. Here's the problem. When you look this up now, there's a million fake videos. Whether this is fake or not, there's a million that are not this, you know, a bunch of AI videos of the squid like. So look, if you look at the tentacles moving.
Well, hang on real quick. If you want to look this up, we're watching Ken Panama, K-I-N, like Kingpin. Wait, why did I do that? But you get it. K-I-N Panama. I don't know why I did that. It's fucking weird. They're all on his TikTok. You can go there.
Ken, like.
People. Ken, like Ken,
like Patrick Swayze, next of kin, people.
Next of kin,
Panama, like the Panama City,
right, or the canal,
Panama City, or the canal, the Panama Canal. I think there might even be a country.
I, if there's a country who's named after the canal,
you think, or the city,
or the canal. Van Halen song.
Yeah, the Van Halen song came first.
Mm-hmm. So he's not worried about oxygen at all because he's got it in a glass dome that he taped shut.
One of the tentacles is green, and now the little one looks like a little squid tentacle moving around, flopping.
Yeah.
At any rate, just so you guys know, he claims that he thinks that every time he puts light on it is when it grows. So then he eventually starts keeping it away from the light. So here it is now on that same plate, but it's like the whole plate and it's all black. It looks like venom tentacle root mass.
This is a massive update.
So wait, he's cut pieces off of it, it looks like?
He was, yeah. Cutting he's pieces off and putting yeah, them selling in different pieces jars. In
tequila bottles.
Oh, he's selling those.
He's putting them into his own brand of tequila. You know, like the worm.
No, he's
well, see, no, they're just blank bottles, and then he's covering them so that they don't get light. That's the story.
Really?
I think
that's like he's getting ready to ship them. I think you go to this guy's website, you can buy some.
There was an account that was trying to sell things that wasn't his afterwards.
So this thing becomes an alien?
Well,
it becomes like a person?
No. No, that was the...
Oh, okay.
It's just these little tentacle things, they're all moving weird, and it gets bigger and bigger.
But do they move when he cuts them off and
supposedly,
puts them in his
yeah.
tequila, his branded tequila?
Do we ever see him cut them off?
I haven't watched too many of these because so many are so similar. I'm just like, fuck, dude, I can't watch all these. So I haven't seen him cut any. So the meteorite is still there and it's still surrounding it. It's big. And what's moving on this one? Nothing right now. He's opening, taking the lid off, touching it. I feel like sometimes touching it makes it move a little more.
I think if I had this thing, I would be way less casual than he is. He's just like keeping this thing in a weird little.
Yeah, this whole thing is like he apparently the whole like premise is that he found an alien and now it's a hobby of his.
Yeah, just posting. Like, he's getting millions of views on each one. Okay, here it is now.
Obvious alien grower, you know, alienist.
So this one's got a lot of good movement on it, sort of.
I'm a little skeptical of the mats that he's got. So we're looking at a kitchen. It's a marble countertop. And there's like mats that you would have like in a commercial kitchen to put on the
dishwashing,
floor so that people
yeah.
don't
oh, yeah.
Yeah,
or the flip floor. Or whatever.
They're like
but they're, yeah, but they're on the counter. And it would be very easy to just like put a magnet under there and then wave one above and have these guys... Like if you were, you know,
well,
falsifying the whole thing.
So that's a weird thing too. Like, it does do magnets work through thick marble? I don't know how thick that marble is, but how?
No, that's why the mats are there though. It wouldn't go through the marble; it would just go through the rubber of the mat.
Oh, underneath that, in between the marble and the
yeah. Why is it on this mat when you've got a perfectly good countertop there?
For real, I mean, for reals, as far as like fucking, if you got marble, don't cover it up.
Yeah,
and it seems like. That sounds like a home
rule number one,
home decor. Like if you've got exposed brick, you do not cover that up.
Gordon Ramsay said that.
Yeah.
So we're going to jump ahead to when it gets bigger. He starts keeping it in this freezer.
Does he like replant it in his garden?
It looks like the cover of the Mollusk of the Ween album, The Mollusk right now.
So look at this.
The Ween album. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Now it's like blacker. It's in the bottom of this little freezer. He's got a couple of those jars in there too. And, you know, it looks a little wet. It looks like a wet black root system or
it's
a venom.
Freezer. I think
this is, yeah, I don't understand. What
one of those
what
like,
kind of,
like, I have a freezer like this in my garage.
You have a freezer like this in your garage?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's because it's in Panama. I've never seen a freezer like I'm unsure about what I'm looking at. So it's like
a standalone. We're looking down in it.
Yeah.
You get that? Yeah. You can
yes.
see the bottles are sitting upright. Yeah. I've got a freezer. That's what like the freezers, the deep freezers that you put in your garage look like.
Yeah.
There's
we have one. Yeah. Oh yeah,
well, I've seen like waist high one. I don't know why I'm caught up on this, but like it feels
Taiwan. You don't think that's what that is?
No, I'm sure it is. I've just never seen one like that. Okay. He's not afraid of oxygen hurting this thing, or the lack of oxygen hurting this thing. And now he's put it in his freezer and it's growing.
And supposedly he's trying to stunt the growth because he feels like light and heat help it grow. So he put it in his freezer. And when he closes it, there's no light in there. Of course, like a fridge, freezer, whatever.
To what end? Like that's what I know. It's like I should stunt the growth of this thing. I should slow down the growing. Why? Like, why are you doing that? But still at the same time, you're you know, like trying to get it to grow.
Now he's manufactured some sort of
what are we doing? That's what I'm saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, first of all, the second thing starts growing out of a meteor, I would be like,
so
get this away. Take it away. I don't care.
Whole time he keeps saying that he's like, some people want to look at it. Now it's in a fish tank and it's moving around in his fish tank.
People moving around,
but it's very dirty. Yeah, this little glob right here. When it starts over, you see it.
It's kind of shift. Floating, but it's floating like a turd would float. It's not really moving.
Well, it moves at the top, but if you were faking this, it's like you could pull it, hit record, and then it stops. You know?
Yeah. I mean, it starts with the thing moving, and it immediately stops.
And there's fish in there.
Yeah.
Are there?
And it's too bad how dirty it is. Yeah, there's a couple fish in here.
Yeah. This guy's a lunatic. So he's like, I don't want this thing to grow too much. I'll just put it in my aquarium where all of my fish are.
This is why it was weird for a while. So one of his last posts, he was in the hospital, or he was going to the hospital and then his account got shut off. So people thought that he got sick from handling it too much, and then his account disappeared.
Or his loved ones were like, hey, I think you should go to the hospital for some time. Just get some rest.
Did you see it? 1.2 million views. Stick that in your hospital. I'm not crazy. I'm making money. So now he's got it on his hand. He's so not afraid of it anymore.
So this post is 3 days ago.
Why is it so small? Oh, or it must be like a different piece of it.
A seedling or whatever. Yeah.
Also, like way too much editing. Like,
yeah, is it also like a music video or something? What were those subtitles?
Now he's dressing up like a scary ghost.
So, and then it kind of all stopped. And I don't know. When is this? This, his views went way down. This is from 2 days ago. There's a black mess in the yard.
It is weird. Like the exact plot of that creep show vignette.
Yeah, yeah, I know. It is crazy.
I don't think it's crazy. It's probably just he's like 20 and he's like, no one's ever seen this obscure movie. I'll just do this.
Yeah, no one's ever seen Creep Show before. Who the fuck is Stephen King? George Romero? That guy sounds old.
So is it? This is like this is where it landed and he never filled it in. So now there's water in it. But it's like moving. What is this?
Yeah, that sounds right. Your description.
Okay. And this guy's not going like, please, somebody come here and help me.
That's what he's been saying this whole time, is like, he's waiting for people to come look at it, but no one ever did.
Yeah.
At any rate, I mean, that's it.
Go play that one again, because now we're looking back down in the freezer and it's like it's moving a lot, but it's big shifts. It's like the entire thing is shifting.
And this was yesterday.
All right. Wait, this is the top comment. This guy works. I'm going to like editorialize it a little bit. This guy works in the entertainment business and in his country. Notice how his videos are like movies. He knows what he's doing. He does it for a living.
It's too bad for all the entertainers in the world, because if an alien ever comes to me, people are going to be like, well, he's just the funniest guy in the world. He's just doing jokes.
Yeah,
that's what they would say, right? Everyone would universally be like, he's so funny.
Oh, that guy. What do you mean? The guy we all thought would be the next Nathan for you. Of course he's doing that.
Look, it was so weird when you guys were like, You're going to be the next Nathan For You, but this was in like 2015. I'd never heard of Nathan For You yet.
So that was your nickname for the longest time. It made no sense.
I know. It's so weird. I had such a complex. And then when it came out, I was like, I feel like that's still an insult.
Look, now he's watching TV with this creature.
I feel like he's become parody, right? Like, are we supposed to take him seriously at this point? Because he's like got it on his hand. This is what's missing, Willie, is like all of the audio because we don't speak Spanish. So I'm like, is he...
What's he saying? Yes.
What? Yeah. And what happened between keeping it in like a crevasse? Crevasse?
Carafe?
Carafe. Yeah. Whatever that little dome thing is called. Like he's got that thing. Like, why did he stop like taping it up in there or keeping it in his freezer? And now he's just walking around with it and watching television.
Yeah.
He's just like, it's fine.
When I watch this thing, I think it's completely fake.
Yeah.
And yep. it all happened so fast and it went viral so fast and people had their questions and people were trying to analyze it, see what it was. And I'm like, I don't know how you could do it, but you know, some people say that there's some chemical you could put on something that would on some certain type of rubber that would make it like flex and then it would like redistribute and then unflex.
Yeah, or you could just be really good at like After Effects, you know, it's like not that hard.
Yeah. Totally. And it kind of changes too much. It kind of makes big jumps in the way it looks. I don't see a real growth from it.
I mean, but, even the freaking stone changed too much. You know?
Yeah, from brown to silver so quickly. Like it should have been brown to
silver. The shape, I feel like there were some of them where they looked like more flat than others.
And if you, I know we're off of this now, but if you watch the very first video, it looks like freshly dug dirt. If a meteorite hit the ground, it would be fucking melted. The ground, it would be impacted. Yeah. And supposedly you could see a couple matchsticks in there kerosene threw a matchstick in there. And
I feel like the guy just did not think it was going to take off like it did.
So the reason why this kind of was a topic, because I thought it was a hoax, but his whole site got shut down. And I was like, oh, if you were hoaxing this, wouldn't you want to keep it up? Did he get shut down? It makes me go like, okay, let's say I did find something crazy like this. What would I do different to make it more believable? You know, because let's say it was real. I think his faults were too close, just weird ideas. Let's put a plant leaf on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the plant leaf thing is just like, what, dude, what are you doing?
It's like he's comfortable touching it. But the fact that he doesn't touch it when it's kind of like in the freezer and moving and like you've proven you're comfortable with it, but then it kind of moved. I could see that being some kind of magnet or I don't think it's a string or just editing. Yeah, sure. Just After Effects
or magnets. Like, I mean, I feel like it could be some sort of magnetic. I think whoever was saying that, there's a lot of different like odd magnetic materials. And if you could probably dress up something like that and mess with it with a magnet and be like, oh, look at how that moves.
Like those, what was the guy you would put the hair on? It was just his face and you used the magnet.
Woolly Willy.
It like, I remember like a lot of the magnets doing weird.
The graphite standing like, up and piling on itself.
Yeah. And it looked a lot like that thing, you know, with
and there's like weird ferro liquids that do that too. Yeah,
right. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, listen, if this is what an actual alien is, I couldn't be more disappointed because like it's just a fucking plant. Like we don't have pervasive plants that like grow up our walls. We're not going to use this ugly one.
Yeah, imagine if there's like all of a sudden like some alien plant on Earth and it's like, okay, you know, like,
yeah,
I'll take one.
There's tons of plants that I have no idea what they are and what they do. Right. What their purpose, like I am living my existence with probably knowing a small fraction of the plants that are out there in the world. So it's really not going to make a difference to me if we
get one more. Like for all we know, this is just some plant that the guy has. I don't know. I'm not a herbiculturist.
I feel like a lot of people want to believe this is real and they overlook some of the bad effects of it. I mean, more people believed it was real than not. But also, like you were saying earlier, Sam, like the state of social media is that like all of a sudden there's a million videos talking about it. So when his account was down, you couldn't find a good video of it because everyone was just, well, there's this guy that has this thing, and they barely showed it, you know, or there were so many fake AI videos of a similar thing moving around that, like, no, this isn't it. This is somebody else's creation.
Do you know what, honestly, what he probably did? He probably, you know, had a bunch of videos, and then once it caught, he took his account, like he paused his account, and then went through and was like, all right, I'm going to take out this video, that video, this video, because, like, you can tell this is fake here. This one's not good enough.
That definitely happened live. People would find kinks and stuff, and he would take it down.
Yeah. But I bet was a big part of, like, hey, I'm going to sort of game plan on what I'm going to do with this, whether or not I'm going to go forward with, like, just putting these up. Wait, how much do I make from all these TikTok views? Okay,
the plant grew an inch. But also, he kind of just stopped making those videos for a while, and then he posted a couple more after. Because there was a video of him in the hospital, and that could have been fake, too. But that wasn't on the ones we were looking at.
He could have also been in the hospital for different reasons.
Yeah. So, people go to the hospital so much more frequently than I thought they would. Getting older, it's like, oh shit, so many people are in the hospital right now.
Yeah. Yeah. We all play basketball together. You can't keep us out of the hospital. Like,
no, dude. There's
always one of us is getting something done.
I still haven't paid for a couple x-rays because I'm like, the insurance has got to kick in. It was just a simple fucking x-ray. Like, send it back.
Yeah.
But, don't pay for any of that shit. It doesn't go on your credit. Don't pay for it.
Okay. Thank you. You know, I'm the quote unquote believer, but like, watch him go, I don't believe any of this. And then just trying to see the perspective of the believers. And I'm like, you guys are missing really big things. It's like you really just want to believe in this, the mystery.
I understand the point, but I don't know. I feel like you might be just false equating people who like it with people who believe it or something. Like, I feel like it's more, I mean, I don't know. I've just learned about this tonight. But like, I think people just don't want to fucking deal with the real world. And so they're just like, oh, cool, fucking alien plant. Like, yeah, fucking what's this about? You know?
Well, I think most of the videos I watch were people that believed in it. And so they're like, but also from a poster's point of view, if you believe in it, even though you don't, if your perspective is that you do, you're going to get more traction.
Yeah, totally. There's less incentive. There's less people who find it entertaining that you're like, all right, check out this bullshit, which I mean, sorry, I guess what your podcast is.
Well, that's kind of that's why I was like, well, we can't be too negative right up front because yeah. Then there's nothing to talk about.
But no, I think there is something interesting to talk about with like where we're at, the sort of like the entertainment of misinformation, you know, yeah. Like that is a reality in the world we live in. There is, you know, like so many people that put up videos that like people are like fake and it's fake and they just don't give a fuck. You know, they just are like, no, it's yeah. Well, is it fake? Well, you liked it, didn't you? You know, like you're interacting with it, didn't you? You watched the whole thing, didn't you? I got what I wanted out of this deal, yeah. You know?
And that was my thing, is like, this really was a topic because his account got shut down. But now that it's back up, it's like, oh, well, he's still trying.
And that's like a weird thing, too, is I think there is like a sort of thing that people love where it's like when something is organic and not produced and something is raw and they are like finding something, you know, it's that YouTube video with 84 views, you know, kind of thing where it's like when you see that video that's like awesome and it's got 84 views, you're like, you got something. You're like, this is my thing. But if you see a video and it's got millions of views, you're like, ah, whatever. I guess this is, I'm like late to the show with this. But like, yeah, I don't know. I just think that I forget what I'm saying.
So we're going to deal with this a million more times now that A, AI is like getting better, but B, that these platforms are pushing these things, even though they're like, oh, we don't want misinformation, but like, we're cool like with you interacting. It's like the whole point is to have engagement.
That is, I mean, it is such a weird thing. And I've been thinking about this lately is like everyone talks about like how real AI looks nowadays. Granted, like it looks real, but like I think the thing isn't like the goal isn't to make stuff look real. I think the goal is to make stuff feel real. I think the goal is to make your like, you know, like the goal of like filmmaking and entertainment is to make your experiences feel genuine. And the thing that is like getting lost a lot with AI is that like it makes everything feel less genuine, you know, like yeah. It makes everything because you are like, hey, this could look this real. And there is the possibility of this. It makes it that much harder. Now, is that like death to movies? No. Like, is that death to storytelling? No. Is that death to like making something interesting to look at? No. And it could be a tool. It's just like, I just think that like, you know, we have to adapt to it and, you know, kind of accept that this is the new world that we live in. And this is the new context of that everything is in, you know, like, fuck, I saw this video the other day. And it was a kid feeding a alligator on his doorstep.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
And then, like, everyone was like, is that AI? And then there was all like a bunch of people who were like, oh, fucking of course it's AI, you dumb fuck. And it's funny because it does look like very real. But then there's also like if you like look at it, you know, there's like weird things. And I feel like we do have this like thing in our brain that like overlooks a lot of those weird things. But now we are training ourselves to see those weird things. Like in that one, there's like this weird movement of like the door where all of a sudden you're watching it and you're like, oh, the door. I thought the door was over here. And now it's over there. Huh? You kind of like can easily go, oh, that's just like a video glitch or something. And it's like, no, that's AI. AI got confused. Yeah.
So do you think the alligator is AI, the alligator video?
Yeah.
So have you seen the Charlie Kirk chair morphing thing? I'll shut up.
Are we getting into Charlie Kirk?
Nah, yeah, right.
Cool. Have you guys done an episode about Charlie Kirk yet?
No, I would like to do one about the weirdness of, yeah, the.
My thing is, I don't think Charlie Kirk's real. I don't think he was ever real. I think he was.
I think if you made that Charlie Kirk model, people would be like, no, dude, make his face normal. What are you doing? No one's going to believe this is an actual person. No,
they just wanted to go to lunch. They're like, dude, it's good enough. Like, his face isn't that small. Like, it's fine.
Like you needed to 10% that face. You needed to just like blow it up a little bit.
Fine. Can I just go to lunch?
It's interesting, like the whole AI thing. I don't know. Everyone's talking about it like it's cataclysmic.
No.
And it just feels like, you know, we've been skeptical about like UFO videos for as long as there's been video, right? I mean, like, and I don't know that that's going to, I feel like the real danger is when people see a real thing and then call it AI. Like, that's what's going to fuck us up.
Sort of the sky is falling Chicken Little effect. You know?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, and that's the problem with the fucking news today. Like, if you listen to my episode that I was talking about earlier about the news, like, the problem is that there is so much bullshit. Like, it doesn't even matter, like, what side you're on. There's so much bullshit. People just generally don't believe what they read as much as they used to. Like, if, like, you see something in a major newspaper, you sit there and you kind of question it. And now, like, tie that to the fact that newspapers are struggling, like, monetarily, and so that's
like, a good
big corporations are coming in, and it's just like sort of like the thing that is in danger here is just like the way we ingest information. We're becoming having to be like scared little ape people, like peeking out of our cave, being like,
oh, sorry, I keep cutting you off.
No.
I always feel like news and articles or whatever are just basically designed to have you in this anxious state of what could this be? Could this be? And then we've all read so many articles where it's like, well, this didn't say anything, you know, like you got me with the headline. There was no substance to no facts, no substance. And so with all this UAP stuff, people are still not believing it because it's like, well, I didn't read the article. I didn't watch the video, but I know what usually happens. And then, you know, they can't confirm anything and it doesn't mean anything. And so that's the weird point of view that I'm coming at normally with the UAP stuff is like, no, this is them. They're actually saying this weirdness to this, but it's just lost in regular news bullshit.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm guilty of that. I'm guilty of that thought process of like, yeah, this is, we've been here before. We've been through this rodeo before. And I don't know what the sources are. And I'm like, kind of also at the same time, like, so lazy that like, I got other stuff to do than worry about these UAPs.
And then the opposite, my brain is going like, oh, here's a little proof. Like, you know, my brain is making this more evidence than it is also. So
also, I mean, I think there's something there where like you want it to be real. I'm like, sort of like, I don't care if it's real. How's that going to affect my day to day? It's probably going to make it more annoying. It's probably a more annoying conversation to have with people. Hey, did everyone hear about the aliens? Oh, were we talking about the aliens again?
We don't use the word alien. We don't, you know, they're, you know.
Just got done talking about Game of Thrones, and now everything talk about is fucking aliens.
They're from Earth, too. You just, you know, they're not aliens. They're from Earth.
Yeah, yeah.
I do think, though, that that's kind of, it's the laziness, but it's also like, I co-sign everything you just said, Sam, where it's like, until this kind of like affects my day to day, I can just pretend like it doesn't exist, or I can just ignore it, or, well, I mean, those are the same things, but like, I, you know, like, there's just so much shit right now to like talk about, but like, everyone's just like, leave me alone. Like, I don't care that Elon is like going to space unless a woman gets on there, and then I'm mad.
I'm mad because she's an annoying woman. I'm not saying that like I find all women annoying, but that one's annoying.
So there's just this capacity
there was a number of women on there, but you guys know which one I'm talking.
There's just this capacity for like for caring about something, and I feel like we've expended our threshold for it. You know, it's just like we used to care about like sports and like. Sam, what are you?
I am about to get a little bit political here, but fuck the right wing. Fuck MAGA. Like, fuck people being upset about Joe Biden. And I know Joe Biden was not the best, but when Joe Biden was president, ooh, I just didn't think about the presidency. I was just like, once every few days I'd be like, oh, what's going on there? But now every day I wake up and there's this anxiety and there's this like, oh, this is like this country's falling apart kind of feeling. And I mean, like we went from a place of like, just like you could forget what was happening to now a place where you just can't ignore it. Right. And not, yes. Sorry, bring everything back there. But like, yeah, maybe if this shit wasn't happening, I'd have fun reading about aliens. Maybe if Mike Johnson wasn't fucking laughing in the face of democracy, I'd be like, oh, ooh, maybe green people, you know, but like, that's not the world we live in right now. And it sucks.
I have the solution, and it's very easy. All you have to do is turn off the advertisement money for news. If you're qualified as news, you can't get advertisements. This is a Reagan bill that he passed.
Yeah.
Where you can now get paid to like, and then the news became entertainment, and now it's just this fucking minefield that we walk through without knowing like what's real and what's not, as long as they get their clicks. I don't remember a time in my life, and I was a child and stuff, so like I wasn't paying attention to this shit anyway, but like every day there has to be some new shit that I look at the internet expecting something fucked up to have happened every day when I wake up. I don't remember any time in my life. We've had the internet for 20 years now.
Well, isn't it weird? Like, I mean, you think about that live from Baghdad thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
That it's like that, like in the Desert Storm. Yeah, it's like when they first did 24-hour news. When they were first like, all right, this is like, and that like created the idea of CNN in the 24-hour news cycle, which was a novel idea at the time.
Right. Yeah, because you used to have to like check your sources before you said some shit. You used to have to like put work in.
Yeah.
There's no journalism anymore, which is really sad because we need it. And the fact that they have become enemies now to like 60 or 70% of the population is nuts.
Here's the thing, though, and this is I'm just going to go back and like keep citing the like I feel like I audited one journalism class and now I'm like, I know everything about journalism, though. But like when I was talking to this journalist and I asked him, I was like, so like that was sort of the whole thesis of the episode was like, how do you news nowadays? And he was like, find your news outlets that you can trust, that you do trust. And also, like, as bad of a rap that like a lot of these news sources get, these like you know, like your these papers and they still do check their sources and they still are holding themselves to a very high standard. And that's why you have to like support those news sources that are doing the work and avoid turning to like, citizen journalists and stuff like that.
That's a good point because the old newspaper publications are still miles ahead of the video news sites.
And the other thing is that apparently that you have to pay for your news, not you personally, which I mean, you should to support these news sites, but like these like news places, these, you know, New York Times, LA Times, all that, they pay for these routers. And I don't even know. That's in the second class. I just took the first class.
Yeah. But, we're both the journalism majors and, I feel like the news cycle is meant to have you live in fear. And I hope that Bernie Sanders runs again.
This is too old.
Yeah.
He might be, but he still talks better than
fucking... I don't care, man. I'm done with this shit. I'm done with fucking 90-year-old presidents. Like, fuck this. Fuck all this, man. Give me a fucking 40-year-old. Even if he's the most evil person in the world, at least he'll know what the fucking internet is.
I just, or you whatever. Know, we're going to start having presidents that say like a lot. Like, you know... Afghanistan and like, you know, the cold countries.
Do you think Obama's too old?
No, but that's what are we gonna do that again? It's just like so that the Republicans can come back in on the next one because all the racists are like, oh, another black president, same black president, like then just undo everything. I don't care. I'm just done with octogenarians like running the fucking country.
I mean, that's the thing is like I'm done with that. Yeah, get someone who knows what's going on, who is like,
I'm not gonna listen to you, grandpa. You're fucking senile, dude.
Grandpa, man.
Senile thing is like literally we're sitting here having to worry about like the mental health state of our leaders, and we've had to do it 12 years basically.
Yeah,
and I'm not last 12 years, but like it's going to be a 12-year span when it's done.
I feel like
Trump and Biden have both had strokes or heart attacks, like, and hidden them from people. And like, fuck, dude, get out of here.
Yeah. Dude, fucking. And then you got Mitch McConnell. Dude had a stroke in front of everyone. And still, like, didn't, like, come out about it, but, like, yeah. Episode.
And he's still, there's still, like
numerous. Treating
him, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, then, numerous times. And then his handlers come in and shuffle him away and tell him what to vote for.
Yeah.
So we're going to need a sports president, right? Like Tom Brady.
Come in here. Yeah,
well, honestly, I mean, like,
because they got to be popular somehow. I don't fucking know how you're going to be a young political person that gains
John
traction.
Stewart, I mean,
dude, if it was Stewart,
it's gonna
Colbert,
be,
I mean, like, fuck, dude.
Oh yeah, Colbert, maybe.
Would he do it though?
I don't know, but like, I'm just saying Colbert because he does like Sunday school and stuff.
He's the perfect sort of guy, the perfect progressive to like get the right wingers on board.
You've got to be.
I go to church.
Yes, you have to be a Democrat that goes to church. That's the only way.
Have to. That's so. Listen, I agree with you. I'm just saying, like, that can't be true for the rest of our fucking lives.
I know.
These people who believe in a fucking book that they say God wrote. Jesus Christ! Are you kidding me?
All right, not to reference another episode of my show, but that was, I did an episode about, the first episode actually is Would Jesus Be Friends With Us? And we talked to a theologian, and the fascinating thing about like my first question was like, how do you become a theologian without becoming like a priest? You know, like, how do you go, I'm just obsessed with religion.
Yeah.
Not like
just the facts. It doesn't sway me.
Religion. And he says that like most theologians are people who like start out as like joining the cloth. That's what they call it, right? Or is that period?
No, they call it that.
Joining the rag. he says that they just like start to learn how it's done and sort of realize that like, you know, like it's just not it, you know, like, and I asked him like, what was it that did that for him? And he was like, well, the Bible itself is something that, a text that every year, like 30 people get together in Germany and sort of like vote on interpretations.
Edit. Yeah.
And he was like, you know, and then the counter argument for that is like, well, God's guiding their hand. And it's like, he was like, well, I think if I was God, I'd just create a better system. Something more efficient than 30 people. You're like, yeah, that's a great point.
My favorite thing that I saw recently was somebody asked someone who was defending the Bible that, like, if you were Canaanite and God sent an army to kill you and your children, would you defend your children? Because you would be going against God by defending them slaughtering your children. Like, and it was just this great debate of like,
well, you know, at this age, at three, I'm defending that kid,
but God chose your child to die, so you're going against the word of God.
I don't care, God, I'm on team Wally. Like, if that's
I'll fight for Wally over a God army. I don't even really know the kid, and I hear he's a huge dork, dude, and he can't make any friends.
Oh, he's
sorry, that was off mic. He makes friends, but they're the dorks. He can only be friends with dorks, is what you were saying.
This is bad podcasting because this is me sending you a picture, but I'm going to send you a picture. Don't show it. Don't show my kid as part of your podcast, but just, I want you to react to how cool he is.
Dude, I tried to get Moose to wear like a cool ass fucking outfit for picture day. And he's like, nah, I'm wearing a t-shirt. I'm like, that's fine. It's cool. Wear what you want. But I was like, I pulled up a picture of me wearing a 3-piece suit, holding a Five O Goes or a American Tail book, sitting on a treasure chest, a hope chest with a candle next to me. I was like, dude, this is a fucking picture.
Yeah, but I mean, your dad didn't tell you to do it. All right. So just send you the picture. Send you both this picture.
Oh, cool, dude. Okay.
This kid has more attitude than I've ever had.
Radical.
Right?
Well, you know, I'm not going to show the picture, but he's holding the guitar and he looks pissed.
Yeah.
He's rad.
Yeah, he looks rad. This kid fucks.
Right? Yeah. I mean, yeah, but I don't know what's cool anymore. This could be like the dorkiest thing that's ever happened. Is I maybe like a, what is he, three? Maybe a three-year-old with a guitar means that you're a fucking dork.
It doesn't. Not with that face. With that scowl he's given.
All right. Well, we should wrap it up. So, Sam Brown University. If you're interested in comedy, Sam Brown is a very good comedy teacher. Willie, you've taken a class, haven't you?
Yeah, I took a class. It was fucking great. Yeah.
I was in a group theater with Sam. I learned a lot. He's a very knowledgeable, creative, giving man. And so go to, it's sambrownuniversity.com. Is that what it is?
Sambrownuniversity.com. Yeah. And if you want to check out the podcast, it's at Sam Brown University TV on YouTube, or it's on wherever you can find your podcast.
It's hard to be a comedy teacher because you have to handle things not being funny and then also help people learn how to have their voice and add their comedy. And honestly, dude, Sam, the class I took from you, I feel like I didn't write anything funny in it, but I feel like everything I wrote got funnier because of your notes. Just like, and your notes were like, I don't want to dissect too hard, but like, yeah, what's funny about it and what's you about it? And
yeah. I'm so lazy that all my notes are like, so.
Willie, you just gave up his whole fucking deal, man. Like, now everyone's going to be out there.
I love it. And I love partially because, like, through, like, doing this is, like, I've come up with, I've, like, developed the philosophy that teaching isn't about, like, deciding for other people what's funny. Teaching. Yeah. About like teaching comedy is about like, you know, like helping them express themselves and helping them.
It's almost like your students are a meteor that came to Earth and landed in your yard and there was a blaze of fire and you just kind of go, oh, yeah, maybe
they need light.
Maybe you do have a leaf
and they need to not be trapped with their container.
And every once in a while, I get one of my students and I put them in a freezer. And I just, you get that freezer, you fucker. You fucker.
All the classes are online. If you ever had a curiosity about writing comedy or how that looks, take one of his classes. I'm pretty sure they're affordable.
Yeah, they are. They're less than I think most comedy classes.
Are they less than a cup of coffee? Can you go against the kids in Africa?
Cup of coffee a day. I mean, it's 8 weeks. Are we talking every day? Like seven?
Every day. Yeah.
So
a cup of coffee. We're talking Starbucks coffee. You know what I mean? You can't Starbucks, a cup of coffee.
Let's just say $5. So
eight times seven is 56. 56 times five is $280. So it's a little bit more expensive than a cup of coffee a day.
But check it out and go watch the podcast because you talk about stuff like you talk about different stuff. I was on the Economist one where we talked people about
love your episode. I've been getting good feedback from it. I think people
great. That's great because I only saw the one comment that was like, this guy looks like he's frustrating and hard to get along with. And I'm like, I thought I was being cheery and nice. I don't know what's happening. It's changed my perspective on myself.
I mean, but people were, I think people loved it though. I think people love your Mr. Candy persona. Isn't that right. It?
If you want to know what that is, you got to watch the episode. So go to sambrowntv.com, sambrownuniversitytv.com.
At Sam Brown University TV.
Oh, for the socials. Got it.
YouTube.
So check all that shit out. I think it's really great. Did you finish a season? And are you doing it seasons long? And are you going to come out with a new one? Or is it an ongoing thing?
It's an ongoing thing, but we are about to head into sort of uh, a, a patch. We've kind of banked a bunch of episodes and we're now, you know, running on empty, but we have some fun stuff that we're going to do to kind of get us through that patch. Like, we're going to do a best of episode and we're going to do a live stream.
Cool.
And then like just come back and start recording episodes again and rolling them out.
So if you're listening, go check that out. And Sam, thank you for donating your time to this and talking about this meteorite plant alien. Are you going to stick around and do the bonus? Keep chatting with us?
Sure, for a little bit. I'll check in with Emily, see what Wally's up to. They might have to help put him to bed pretty soon. He's a late baby, by the
way. It is late. It's 8:45. So if you want to judge Sam's parentingjust know that it's 8:45 and his three-year-old is still awake. He has yet to put his three-year-old to bed yet, which sounds like negligence, but don't call the authorities. So we're going to continue the conversation over on the more sci-fi. Just go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi, get access to that. Who knows what we're going to be talking about. Thank you again for listening, and thank you, Sam, for being here, and thank you, Willie, for all the information about this fake fucking bullshit. And remember, just because you're paranoid don't mean they're not after you. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.